four things.
Yes, about the four things that I would want to be. I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be a rabbi. And I wanted to be a trained white horse, because five-year-olds can want to be those things. And at that time, which was 1945, the chances of my being a rabbi were about the same as being a trained white horse. I did do acting. I didn't kind of put that aside because that was, I didn't do that professionally. I did it summer stock at Kane Theater, Kane Park Theater in Cleveland, and I did some radio work and a lot of amateur productions in Chicago. So I've always been an actress on the side. And so here I am, seeing that these, the Poconos, and we're looking at, and I'm saying, there's a possibility. These people are becoming rabbis at an older age. And there's a synchronicity that happened then, because at that conference, there was the dean of a newly opened rabbinical school in Los Angeles, who came to see what this rabbinical school was doing. They had the same name, the Academy for Jewish Religion. They thought that they were going to be working together. That never happened. But they had just opened. So I thought, for a lark, I'd love to go out and just sit in on a class and see what it's like. I called my stepsister, who was a chazanit. She has a beautiful voice, and she had been doing, she wasn't ordained anywhere, but she had been singing in congregations for a long time. I said, this is the opportunity. We've always talked about being, someday having a shul, I'd be the rabbi, you'd be the chazan, etc. Let's go and see what it's like at the at this Academy for Jewish Religion in California. It's only been open for about 6 months. So we went, we got together. She came from Berkeley, I came from Las Vegas, and we sat in on a class, and within 10 minutes, I said, this is what I've been looking for all my life. And then I said, and this is why I came to Las Vegas.
So there's like this moment of epiphany.
There was an epiphany that God had a purpose that I didn't know for this transition to Las Vegas. And it was a greater purpose that truly changed my life. And
so now, this is like still in the late 90s when this
was 2001 at this
2001,
point.
2001,
okay. Okay, so or 2000. I said to my husband, well, it was 2001. I said to my husband, what would you say about me commuting back and forth to Las Angeles for 3 to 5 years to become a rabbi? And he didn't even hesitate. He said, you put me through medical school. It's your turn now.